AMPM Sports, ESPN 1005.com, rolling on here on a Wednesday of Super Bowl week. Glad you could join us. At Aaron ESPN 1005 on Twitter. Again, at Aaron ESPN 1005. Hope to hear from you. Hope you follow along as you listen. ESPN 1005.com. All right, we talked yesterday about a ESPN player confidential poll that was released, and the question to players around the NFL was, which head coach would you most like to play for? And the runaway winner of that was Pete Carroll, followed by Mike Tomlin and a few others. Mike McCarthy was not on that list, but ESPN released another poll today, and I think this one is kind of cool as well. And it's nice to get the take of players from around the league and not just media's perspective, not just the fans' perspective on what they think, but unanimous player polls. Always good things, because then you really get inside the locker room and you can tell what guys are really thinking, especially if they don't have to put their name to it. They can basically say whatever they want. The question on the poll that was released today, the NFL Nation confidential poll. Question is, 2-minute warning and the Super Bowl on the line, who do you want at quarterback? The runaway winner, Tom Brady. 40% of players polled said that they wanted Tom Brady as their quarterback. This was out of almost 400 players, I believe, that were asked. 320. Okay. 320 were asked. Tom Brady has 40%. Peyton Manning came in second, 26.9%. Now, that kind of surprised me a little bit, because in general, Peyton is known as a guy who you don't necessarily want in that situation, at least as far as fans are concerned or the media is concerned. Because I think somewhat of an unfair picture has been painted of Peyton Manning throughout his career. And the reason I say that, and this may be a very bad thing, and I hope it's not true, but I can draw parallels to what's happening right now with the Green Bay Packers and what it was like for Peyton Manning in his time in Indianapolis. Everyone agrees that the time Peyton spent in Indy was to some extent wasted because he only won one Super Bowl there. And when you have a quarterback like Peyton Manning, you have to win more than a Super Bowl. Or at least anything less than that seems to be a disappointment. And I think what happened in Indianapolis when Manning was there is to some extent what's happening in Green Bay right now with Aaron Rodgers. And that is this. You either, A, lock up so much money into your quarterback that you can't afford to pay anyone else to fill holes that you desperately need to fill. That's one possibility. The second option or possibility as to why Peyton was somewhat wasted in Indy and why the same thing could be happening to Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay is complacency from the general manager. You look at your situation, you say, okay, I have Peyton Manning, I have Aaron Rodgers. They will push me over the top, so I don't really need to spend a whole lot of money. And we don't have to fill every hole on our team because Rodgers is so good that he'll more than make up for it. My fear is that what happened in Indianapolis will happen in Green Bay, and that is that Aaron Rodgers will win one Super Bowl. That's what scares me. You know, and people think on Twitter when I go off and I start complaining about the Packers, people think that I just don't like the Packers. No, that couldn't be further from the truth. I want to see the Packers succeed. I want to see Aaron Rodgers win more than one Super Bowl, unlike what happened to Peyton Manning in Indianapolis. I think they're very similar situations. The real fascinating aspect And everyone talks about Ted Thompson and how good he is and how he's very financially sound, doesn't want to spend a whole lot of money. You know, he kind of missed out on an opportunity. Everyone's talking about, well, Seattle's in the Super Bowl, and San Francisco has been so good the last couple of years because they're hardly paying their quarterbacks anything because they're on rookie contracts. So they have all this, they have an elite quarterback, both teams, and they still have all this excess money to throw around at free agents. So they have best of both worlds. They have an elite quarterback that they're hardly paying anything, and they have money to spend on proven veterans. And the Packers don't have that. I understand that. But the Packers maybe could have had that had they chosen to go that route. Am I right? When Aaron Rodgers was younger. Now, obviously, his first handful of years in the league were overshadowed because Brett Favre was on the team and that wasn't even a possibility. But still, before he got this big contract, before he even signed his extension, his first time, the Packers could have been in a position to somewhat do something like this. Now, probably not to the same extent because, again, it's a different situation. Kaepernick stepped in as a second-year player. Russell Wilson started as a rookie. They didn't have to sit there and watch their rookie contracts, you know, pass them by as they were sitting on the bench. So it's a little bit different situation, but to some extent, it's almost the same. And Ted Thompson may have dropped the ball on that. But back to this player poll. 2-minute warning, Super Bowl on the line. Who do you want at quarterback? Tom Brady with 40% of the vote. Now, Aaron Rodgers is on this list as well. Peyton Manning was in second place, got 26.9% of the vote. Aaron Rodgers in third place. 10% of players said that they would take Aaron Rodgers 2 minutes to go in the game on the line. That's not bad. I mean, third place. Tom Brady is so far ahead of everyone on this list. I don't even know if it pays to talk about anyone behind him because Brady's at 40%, and then Rodgers in third place is 30% behind him at 10. Drew Brees, 6.6% of players take him. 6.3% take Big Ben. 2.8% Eli Manning. Fascinating numbers. And I'm not one who, I mean, I think 10% is way too low for Aaron Rodgers. I'm not one who has ever believed that Rodgers cannot lead a comeback. And if you needed any extra proof of that, you could see it in the game against Chicago week 17. Rodgers has no problem bringing a team back in the fourth quarter. Now, you need other pieces in place. For example, the first year that Rodgers was a full-time player, he didn't have a defense. He brought that team back many, many times just to see his defense screw it up for him. So 10%, I would say, is a little bit low for Rodgers, but the players throughout the NFL have spoken. I don't agree with it. I would take Aaron Rodgers. My order, I would go Tom Brady, and I put Aaron Rodgers ahead of Peyton Manning. I'd take Brady first, Rodgers second, Peyton third. When we come back from the break, we're going to delve in a little bit more to the Green Bay Packers. A couple of things. Wayne Larrabee says that the Packers should do some things this offseason. He has some suggestions as he wrote a blog on the Journal Sentinel's website. We'll talk about what he had to say, analyze, and give you our thoughts on what the Packers need to do this offseason as well. Also, the Packer backup quarterback position. What do you do there? And the Brewers, they were picked by one reporter to finish in a very, let's just say, unfavorable place in the NL Central this year. We'll fill you in the details of that coming up next. You're listening to AMPM Sports on ESPN 1005.com.